it never gets old because it's always a big game. You know, what more can you say about you know, Coach Dungy and you know how well this team is always prepared, and we have a lot of respect for them. They have a lot of great players on that side, and it's always a big game. So, you know, we, as a player in this league, you have to, you know, relish opportunities to play against you know, one of the best.
I'm sure you've watched a lot of tape. Did you watch the game Monday night against?
Yeah.
Your impressions?
Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah, but you know, actually, I thought they had, you know, had many opportunities to win that game, and you know, obviously when they went for it on the, at the beginning of the fourth quarter and didn't get it, and you know, it was a big momentum shift. But they were in that football game and they scored first, and you know, well, they scored a touchdown first. But you know, it's a good football team, and I don't think their record is really indicative of, you know, how they play the game. You know, probably should have won more games as far as. Jacksonville came back and won on the last second field goal, et cetera. So, you know, they're a good football team, and you know, they'll be playing at home and, you know, coming off of a loss. So, it's going to be a big game for us, big challenge.
The Colts have been inconsistent, you know, plagued with injuries a little bit, you know, similar to the Patriots.
Yeah, well, we all injured. I mean, we all are, you know, no one on this football team is healthy and 100%. And, you know, that's, you know, it's midseason and, you know, you know, we're not making any excuses about it, and they aren't either. So, you know, we'll be ready to go, and I'm sure they will be as well.
How about Peyton Manning? I mean, this year, you know, different from last year, coming in, you know, like I said, injured too, somewhat, started the season that way.
Wow.
Rehabbing, more or less. Can you comment on Peyton, what you see this year as opposed to last year? Is he the same quarterback?
I mean, yeah, he still has a rifle for an arm. I mean, the guy can throw, make all the throws on the field. He's a smart guy. I mean, he has one of the quickest releases, you know, that I've ever played against. You know, you can have the guy about to be, you know, about to sack him, and he has just a missile that just can get the ball all the way across the field. So, you know, we have to help our defensive backs out, and, you know, they have to help us out as well. So we have to play a good complementary game. You know, as far as the defensive line and the front seven and also the guys in the back end, and, you know, offense put up some points. So, you know, it's a big game for us, and we're definitely excited to, you know, redeem myself on Sunday night.
Richard, you said nobody's 100% at this point of the year, but how do you feel from a health standpoint right now?
Well, I'm not 100%, but, you know, feel a lot better than I have in the past, you know. You know, just, you know, trying to help my team, you know, any way possible.
Richard, on your career checklist, how important is it to you to check off sacked Peyton Manning at least once?
Well, I have, but, you know, a penalty was called, you know, against Roman Pfeiffer. I always give him a hard time about that. You know, like I said, the guy has, you know, one of the quickest releases, you know, in the game. So, you know, for us, it's important for us to get pressure on the guy and make them have happy feet and just throw the ball around. You know, like I said, you know, sacks are often overrated. You know, I think if we can get a lot of pressure on them and make them feel that early in the football game, I think it'll pay big dividends for us to come down the stretch. But, you know, hopefully I'll be able to get them.
Is this like the first week of November? Is this like remind Roman, fight for, give him a call?
Yeah, I'll definitely give Roman a text about that.